Hello and welcome to Common Sense Compliance podcast series from EFG Companies. Each month we break through the legalese surrounding compliance to deliver actionable information in an easy to understand language for immediate use in your efforts to maintain profitable compliance. I'm your host, Steve Ronau, Compliance Officer at EFG Companies. And at this time, it'd be my pleasure to introduce our guest speaker for today, Mr. L.G. Bright.
Thank you, Steve. I'm L.G. Bright, Chair of the Automotive Marketing and Management Department at Northwood University.
Welcome, L.G., and again, thank you for being with us today. Before we delve into our topic, can you provide our listeners with a little bit of history about Northwood University and the Automotive Marketing and Management Program?
I'd love to. Northwood University is a degree-granting business university that has a number of different specialty programs, one of them being our automotive program, and we like to think of it as the only automotive marketing and management degree that specifically focuses on the retail industry. Northwood University is going to be 60 years old in a couple of years here. It was founded in 1959 and had an automotive program right from the beginning. We are sanctioned by the NADA, and that's absolutely how we came into being. The NADA was looking for a retail automotive school and selected Northwood. And in fact, right now, I'm in the NADA Hotel and Conference Center, the National Auto Dealer Association Hotel and Conference Center, and that is where we teach our classes. We have a number of alumni who now work in the retail automotive field, the corporate, finance, and supplier aspects of the automotive industry. Just finished up graduation on Saturday, Steve, by the way, and our guest speakers, our commencement speakers, were Sandy Schwartz from Cox Automotive in the morning and Mark Scarpelli, the head of NADA, in the afternoon.
That sounds great, LG. Is there a focus on compliance in your courses? And how do you see compliance fitting in with the preparation for tomorrow's industry leaders?
There is, Steve. We try to have regulatory and compliance issues throughout all the classes, as it is a big topic, but we really specifically hone in our F&I class, where we, all of the students, are going to get AFIP certified. They're going to have the national certification. And the only thing that they're going to have to get is their state certification, depending on where they find employment after they graduate. But we use the Hudson & Cook car law book, and we focus in on all the regulatory and compliance issues that are both current and underpin the industry. And all of these classes and the AFIP will help get them ready to make sure that they recognize and reducing risk for the dealer.
That's truly a great foundation, LG. And haven't you worked to expand the compliance curriculum in recent years? What spurred that decision?
We get a chance, Steve, to meet out at NADA with our curriculum committee every year. And one of the things that they asked us to do was to take a look at our specific classes and make sure that we had compliance and regulatory issues not only highlighted, but maybe even get more specific, get down to some of the nuts and bolts. And we've been really pleased to kind of expand that into our classes.
Can you give us an example of one of your new courses that have a compliance twist or some compliance relevance to the industry today?
Yeah, one of our new courses is our digital marketing class. We actually got this class again from a curriculum committee, and the way that the dealers are advertising and marketing online, the way that they are presenting themselves to the consumers, and all of the different compliance issues that go with that advertising, they may be used to it from their newspaper and traditional media advertising, but all of a sudden we've got a different spin in the digital space, and we're really, really pleased that that suggestion came from our curriculum committee and we were able to act on it.
Well, LG, certainly very timely in that particular class, knowing that there's been some new regulation around digital marketing and how we respond and collect consumer comments. In fact, we had that in one of our previous podcasts as well.
I saw that, Steve, and I'm certainly going to get my students involved with these podcasts. That's the great thing about them, that we can replay them at times that fit, especially a student's schedule. So thank you to you and EFG for providing this.
Well, thanks for your kind words, LG. The important thing for the industry veterans and those just starting their careers is that they should never stop learning. LG, as you well know, what was perfectly legal in the 80s is no longer legal or compliant today. In another 20 to 40 years, the regulatory environment will change vastly again. So what advice do you provide your graduating students on staying ahead of the changes to come?
You know, Steve, we try to make sure that the students recognize that compliance in F&I and in the dealership is an absolute necessity, and we try to raise their critical thinking skills. And we want to make sure that they have the right balance between meeting the compliance requirements and running a profitable business, and get them to focus on things such as the risk-based pricing rule and the red flags rule. And we make sure that they're able to get that information from the various sites that are available to them, such as the FTC and all the different advice that they have on their website, the Patriot Act, ECOA, Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions. These are just some of the regulatory and compliance issues and advice that tells the dealer what to do and what not to do, keeps the dealership out of trouble and allows them to focus on what they do best, and that's meeting the consumer's needs. And so if we can get them so that they know what the information is, what the processes are, and where to get the information, we think that we've been able to put them a foot ahead as they seek employment in the automotive industry.
I love that. I love the fact that you guys really help them in the ways on how to think critically about it, learn the actual regulations, and then, you know, where to get resources like the Hudson Cook and FTC's website. I like that a lot. It helps prepare them to go in and get the knowledge that they're going to receive on their internship. I think altogether really provides them with a great foundation to start the industry. I'd like to end our discussion today, LG, with one practical piece of advice. You know, many dealers that I see out there today, they would never hire a technician who hasn't been certified to work on one of their cars. However, dealers today hire salespeople, do a very quick little road to sale training, and quite often have them selling cars in one of the most highly regulated sales processes that we have. And I would just like to encourage general managers, dealers, and other leaders today to add compliance training to the onboarding process of your new salespeople. I think it'll help get them off to the right step in the same accordance that you do here with Northwood. LG, is there any other advice you'd like to share with our audience?
Steve, I would wholeheartedly agree with you. We also advise the students that, you know, where they work and if they have the opportunity to manage, that they need to designate a compliance officer, recognizing that it's a legal requirement, but it is something that practically needs to happen. And that person on the staff, whether it's the F&I director, whether it's the controller, whether it's the dealer principal, that person needs to be able to regularly audit the processes, to be able to conduct compliance training with the sales staff, so that to take that position very seriously. And as you said, you know, you wouldn't just hand somebody a wrench. And so don't just have that in title, that in name only, but have somebody that has that title take that responsibility very, very seriously. And we think that is, you know, one of the best pieces of practical advice that we can give to the students that are entering this industry, especially the retail industry.
Nicely said, and couldn't be more on the same page with you, LG, as far as that goes. For someone who's just entering the industry, learning compliance now helps keep them from forming bad habits and provides a building block for advancing their career. However, compliance continues to evolve, and that's why we here at EFG are always looking for ways to expand our compliance training services that we provide. In addition to the ACIP certification program, we have online compliance training for all dealership employees. If you're interested, you can find more information about EFG's online compliance training at EFGcompanies.com. LG, one last thing. Where could listeners learn more about Northwood University?
Yes, I would direct people to our website, which is simply northwood.edu/automotive. So Northwood, all one word, .edu/automotive. And there you will find our curriculum. You'll find a little bit about our annual auto show and a little bit what makes us unique as an academic program.
Thank you again, LG. And thank you all for listening to our show. If you like what you heard, please rate us in the Google Play or iTunes store. And be sure to subscribe to hear more Common Sense Compliance. For more information on these topics and more, visit EFGintelligence.com. I'm Steve Renau. Thanks for listening.
EFG Productions.